Please pray. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. The prayer we just prayed is ever present with me every time I preach. As I edit what the Holy Spirit has led me to say, and through every moment of preparing to preach. This prayer is an important, ever-present reminder that my ministry, my preaching, and my teaching should always bring God's people closer to God's grace, which is God's favor toward them, unearned and undeserved. When we accept God's grace, which is proved by turning away from our evil behaviors, altering our habits, and changing our activities, God pardons our sins, opens our minds, encourages our hearts, and strengthens our wills. Sometimes receiving such wonderful gifts may lead us to believe we're done. We've met God's minimum standard. And that if we can keep doing a little sin here and a little sin there, then maybe God will give us even more grace. But what really happens when we receive God's wonderful gifts through our belief that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners is that God begins to mold us in the same way a potter turns a lump of unformed clay into usable items. In high school, I was fortunate to have art classes that taught us how to use pastels, how to paint with oils, and even how to use a potter's wheel. Now, I was fairly good with some of the art mediums, but I could never, ever throw a decent pot, bowl, or plate. And even though I was never able to successfully turn out anything worth keeping on a potter's wheel, I'm going to invoke some daddy's bragger's rights. Deidre, my oldest daughter, was able to master in high school the complexities of turning a lump of clay into something useful, such as a chalice and a paten, which she gave to me when I graduated from seminary. Working with cold, wet, soft clay on a potter's wheel is not as easy as it looks on a YouTube video. Have you figured that out? Is everything on YouTube looks really easy, but it's not? Throwing a pot takes multiple steps. It takes lots of practice and it takes lots of patience to turn clay into just a plain breakfast bowl or an elaborate festival chalice. And even though I could barely turn a cup suitable for pens and pencils, my time at the potter's wheel nearly 40 years ago helped me understand why the Lord God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. To start it off, Christianity teaches us that we are broken because of our sins. And Jesus Christ came into the world to heal our brokenness and make us whole. Psalm 51:17 says, "The sacrifice God wants is a broken spirit. God will not reject a heart that is broken and sorry for sin." And Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1 says, "The grace of our Lord was fully given to me. And with that grace came the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. What I say is true, and you should fully accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." But inside the potter's house, Jeremiah sees God, our master potter, through his grace and mercy, reshaping all our imperfections, all our wounds, and all our evil doings into something usable when we turn from our evil ways and change what we are doing and how we are behaving. And the moment we turn our hearts towards Christ, God, our Creator, picks up the unique mixture of our sins, our wounds, and all the good and bad things, all the bad and all the good things that make us who we are. And God holds us in his hands and says, I can take what the world has ruined and rework it into something good. When we first give this muddy mess we are to God, He takes us, He kneads us. He softens the hardness of our hearts. He bursts the air pockets of hidden guilt and removes the charge of our broken spirits until we are ready to be placed on God's holy potter's wheel. Once we are there, God begins to turn us, to center us, and to open us to be reworked as God sees fit, which is so eloquently stated in Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. And when we allow our lives to be opened and turned by God's loving hands, we are raised to a new purpose. We are shaped into a new beauty. And when we introduce a new problem into our clay through our bad behaviors and actions, God doesn't throw us away. He doesn't cast us aside. Instead, God keeps His hands on us and reshapes us into a vessel of a different use, which is an example of God's grace in action. We are not inanimate objects to be cast aside when we're no longer useful. We are not to be cast aside when a new model is released or when life chips and breaks us. We are living, breathing children of God who are loved and are never beyond reformation, which is what we learn from Jeremiah's visit to the potter's house. And when we listen and obey to the word of God, stop doing evil, change your ways, and do what is right. In order to be molded into true disciples of Christ Jesus, it would benefit us all to daily pray this simple prayer. And I'm going to close my sermon by repeating it three times, because it is very simple. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Make me. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray.